Prologue. The idea for this book began, of all places, under a basketball hoop in North Canton, Ohio. A friend and I were chatting as we watched our kids play. "So tell me about that operation," he said. "The one I saw in the news. I'm trying to wrap my mind around it." I get that a lot. I smiled and did my best, one more time, to distill a complicated story. As always, I stressed the truly amazing stuff, which I was still trying to wrap my mind around. My friend listened carefully and said, "You know what? All of that gets me thinking. I mean, I'm not the super religious type, but when I hear that story, it's hard not to believe a higher power is at work. You ought to write a book so everybody can hear about this. I'll buy the first copy and maybe the second." Everywhere I went, to the grocery store, out to eat, I was expected to tell this story one more time. It seemed to captivate everyone who heard it. So in the end, I decided a book made a lot of sense. This book is about Melissa Loomis, a 43-year-old woman who suffered from one of the worst infections I've ever seen. She endured 4 months of surgeries, 14 total, as well as gut-wrenching decisions and emotional ups and downs. In that way, she's like many other patients. But just in that way. Otherwise, she's utterly one of a kind. I've dealt with patients in many situations. What makes Melissa Loomis different is her unique combination of thoughtfulness, kindness, eerie calm, and especially courage. She has never given in to self-pity or held a sense of entitlement, even to something as basic and human as having two functional arms. She didn't stumble into this narrative by chance. I believe she was chosen for it. And after you've listened to this narrative, you just might too. Melissa was the perfect choice for the trial no one saw coming. But the events themselves were equally singular. As you'll see, we saw twist upon twist until the word coincidence simply no longer fit into its grand design. Still, I didn't see the whole picture for quite a while. One day early in February 2016, my mind assembled all the pieces and saw the full panorama of greater things at work. If I can show you that picture clearly, you'll see two things. One, a portrait of the kind of person who prevails in the face of life's worst moments. Someone like Melissa, with her positive, rugged, and unflappable spirit. And on top of that, two, a clear picture of everyday life touched by the divine.